Those who call for some sort of frontier justice for him need to understand there needs to be equal protection and the law needs to be applied equally. James Clapper, by all accounts, committed perjury, which is punishable by 5 years in prison. If you want to throw the book at Snowden, I think it's a little hard to say, oh, but we're not going to do anything about, you know, James Clapper lying to Congress.
All right, so once again, Rand Paul takes center stage, and he takes it a step further, saying you can't just blame this all on Snowden. What about Clapper and what he had to say? And this is relating to the NSA, just one of the many things that we're going to throw at you here in these first couple on this version of America Tonight. Coming up, don't forget, we've got our exciting playoff, Nail the Score, and maybe somebody will win. Sometimes we have that happen. It's astonishing, but once we get down to the nitty-gritty, and we only have a couple left, that's when it usually happens, like Dave in Vermont, Chris in Connecticut. We had two winners in 4 years. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, saying, aren't you glad it's a little bit warmer? Unless you're in Buffalo. If you're in Buffalo, it's not really that much warmer. But even in upstate New York, you're getting a few extra degrees, thank goodness, because the extreme weather is a killer. Speaking of a killer, I've got to touch on this right from the start as we kind of jump around, as I mentioned. The folks in West Virginia, boy, really think about what's happening with them because hundreds are now being evacuated and have been earlier in the day because of tainted water. This was because of a chemical spill, and it had to do with the coal industry, and it was a cleaning element chemical that unfortunately spilled into the river in Charleston, and now it is spreading all over the place, almost like wildfire, if you will. It smells like licorice in the air, and the governor has declared it a civil emergency at this point, telling everybody to avoid tap water, only drink bottled water, and not to use the water, in fact, for anything whatsoever. Not just drinking, but to completely avoid it altogether as they try to sort out this this spill. Unfortunately, that, as I mentioned, left some people in a situation where they had to be evacuated. Others who were a little bit more prepared at least had cases of water and whatnot that they could get by through the rest of the day, because this happened earlier in the day. It's caused closures all over the place. Schools, of course. There's a massive rush for water in West Virginia. FEMA is handling a lot of this, and it's a state of emergency without a doubt in five counties and spreading because of what's gone into the Elk River. It's everybody's nightmare. You know, you don't think about it. It's true. All things are local. You don't think about it until all of a sudden close your eyes for a minute and imagine that you live in Clay County in West Virginia and you're in trouble because your water has been hit by this spill. Customers just took everything they could, running to stores, grabbing bottled water, paper cups, bowls, everything, because they realize they can't bathe in it, they can't cook with it, they can't do any of the things you normally would do with water. So you've got the National Guard on hand. You have the Office of Emergency Services there. They're trying to provide water and supplies and all that kind of stuff as quickly as they can. They're going to nursing homes and hospitals and schools and all of that. And to reiterate this, it was a chemical that leaked from a tank at a place called Freedom Industries in Charleston, West Virginia. The leaked product that we're talking about is part of this froth flotation process that they do in coal washing and preparation. So schools are closed, needless to say, on Friday. And they're trying to come up with a plan for the cleanup process. But in the river, this is a tough cleanup process. FEMA is doing what it can for open water distribution centers. I mean, they're opening as many as they can. And they're saying that in many of these counties, they've got really a really good supply of bottled water, thank goodness. And here's the deal. They're saying that symptoms would include, for anyone who ingested any of the chemical-tainted water, you'd get that burning in your throat. You'd have eye irritation nonstop, heaving, trouble breathing, skin irritation, and skin blistering, all things nobody wants to go through, of course. So let's hope that most of those people have been saved from that, and keep an eye on that situation as to what are they going to do there. So first they went with 5 counties, now they're up to 9 counties and counting, and this comes at a very bad time when they're fighting to keep some of what they can open in the coal industry. This is just another nail in that coffin because of the spill. Speaking of a nail in the coffin, Chris Christie making huge news with almost a 2-hour news conference apologizing for his administration, being disappointed for somebody he said in his administration. He axed some staffers after this bridge scandal. A lot of people think it's just a cover-up, and there's more to than meets the eye here. And the governor better be telling the truth, because if he's not telling the truth, it's more than, whoops, I don't think you're going to be able to run for president. He would be criminally prosecuted because he would have affected traffic patterns in New Jersey going over one of our most crowded bridges in the United States, the George Washington Bridge. 300,000 cars, trucks, whatever, go over from New Jersey, and they were stuck for hours. And you had a woman who died because they couldn't get to her fast enough. So if there's any chance of a hole or two in his story, the damage could be more than political. It could be more significant than that. And he seemed pretty convincing. He looked ashen when he was speaking. And he dumped one of his most trusted advisors, a woman named Bridget Kelly. And because I have gone over this bridge many, many times in my life, it's one of the world's busiest, by the way, not just in the States. And there's jams all over the place anyway. It was ranked one of the worst highways in America. If you spend, they estimate people spend an average of 6 days stalled in traffic a year on that road. And it comes from the governor's office that they were messing with the lanes because the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, wouldn't endorse Chris Christie. Not good. Not good at all. Stay with us. More odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the best her just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo stand up side. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Coming up in our next segment, we got Nail the Score. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes. Clean out the prize closet, for goodness sake, of America tonight. If you correctly nail the score, it's so easy. Even if you hate football, all you have to do is pick a side once the computer randomly chooses the game of the week and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. So call us or send us an email once that's announced to AmericaTonight.net. But now it's time for one of my favorite new segments, Goats, Mixed Nuts, and Noise. Do I hear a goat somewhere in the studio?
Nah. I forgot we did have a clip for that.
Ted Anderson. I think Ted Anderson borrowed the goat.
Yeah, I mean, it's very busy at 1:20 a.m.
That's right. We had to loan out our goats.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll at GCN, so that's okay. I can't even do... Can you do it? Bah! I can't do it. I don't even... I can't even... That's better.
When my daughter was born... And she was in the little incubator. That's what she sounded like. She sounded like a little goat.
She did. So you got it. You got it down. Perfect. All right. So our first one for goats, nuts, mixed nuts, and noise is this one. Pay attention, Nathan.
Yes, ma'am.
Congress equals millionaires. Check this out. The majority of Congress members are now millionaires. Here are the numbers. Among the 534 current members of Congress, at least 268 had an average net worth of at least a million or more for 2012. A year ago, the number was a little bit less, 257. So it's just over 48%. Congressman Daryl Issa of California, who I actually happen to like, a Republican, is the wealthiest member of Congress. His net worth is $464 million. That's what they estimate anyway in 2012. And that's because he had a car alarm business. And you can't, here's one thing. If you like capitalism and you say, yes, our country was founded on capitalism, we can't go after Issa for that because that's what he was. He was a businessman. But I don't know. There is just something about the people who are fully loaded, who are representing the people who are barely making it, because I think the middle class is disappearing. So do they really know what's happening in the nooks and crannies? Are they so far removed from that because they're not even schlepping to the store to buy milk and bread? So almost 50% of the people who represent us are millionaires. Nathan, goats, mixed nuts, or noise?
Well, it's easy. It's so goats. Yeah, it's all about the goats. I mean, it's not really, you know, background noise. It's not, like, totally crazy. That doesn't blow my mind. It's just goats.
Goats. Yep, goats. I'd say the same thing. I think it's goats because I think that for the reason I said, I think that there's so many that represent us that just really have no idea how it works in the real world. And if you don't understand, you know, you got to walk. I always say this because I talk about communication. You got to walk in the person's shoes, for goodness sake. You just can't assume things. And I think that's what happens. So you get reports, and you're way removed from that. You're flying around in Lear jets. You have no clue. You're not down there. Now, like Issa, he was there. If there's somebody who was there and they raise up to another level because they come up with an entrepreneurial thing or whatever it is they do, they are taking advantage of the American dream because they started from the humble beginnings, I think they get it. And it doesn't mean that somebody who is wealthy can't understand it. I just think that it just goes to that whole thing of the goats for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, here's another one, and this one is completely different from talking about bucks and representatives. This one is just a crazy, wild thing. There's a swearing toddler who was shown in a what we'll call thug video that now has been taken into protective custody. A Nebraska toddler who just repeated a slew of profanities in an online video was taken away from their parents. In the video, the kid is in diapers and is bombarded with obscenities and racial slurs by the adults around him. The toddler knocks down a chair and gives it back. So he yells things out. He yells a whole string of obscenities because, of course, that's what he's hearing. And is this just one of those, you know, another day on the internet or what? Do people not get that they police the internet? Big Brother is watching. So something like that. Oh, are you kidding? It would be viewed in a second. I mean, in a second. So tons of people watched the video. It was easy to figure it out. And, you know, now this kid is in custody. What is wrong with people? So, you know, goats, mixed nuts, or noise. Nathan, what do you think?
Mixed nuts.
Mixed nuts? They're nutty. How do you do that to a kid? You can't do that in front of kids. No matter what your station is in life or what's going on, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you know, words, man,
matter.
They matter. They do. Everything you say, it's all energy.
It is. It's all energy. And around children, don't taint them. For goodness sake, no matter what, where they're living, let them live in the pretend bubble if that's what it is. They don't need to hear that. And especially they're taunting the kid anyway. So they set them up for it. It wasn't like this was a toddler who was overhearing the nonsense around him. They purposely fed him that. So they deserve to have him taken away because, and then threw it in everybody's face by putting it on video and being so stupid, not realizing, of course, people are going to see it and they're going to track you down. And that's what happened. They started to send it around to different people and say, have you seen this? And then that's it. When are people going to understand, like the Christie situation, Chris Christie and the aide with the emails, the in-your-face emails, when are people going to learn that, I'm sorry, your email's easy to track it down online? It's like you think that you're anonymous and you're not anonymous. And these people weren't anonymous either. All right, here's another one for our cool segment. The Galaxy S5 is due out by April, and it might scan your eyes. They haven't confirmed that for sure, but it's looking like it probably will. It's going to have eye scanning technology, and it's going to have other cool things with it that are different than all the Galaxy phones before it. It'll sing, it'll dance, and it'll practically dress you. It was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. People are fanatical about their phones. I'm going to say goats. I'm so sick of it. I almost applaud people who have a old-fashioned flip phone because how the phone companies are using us. They just keep giving us another version, and we pay for it. It's ridiculous. What do you think?
Hey, so wait, you're going with goats here?
Goats!
So, okay, I have to say noise because to me it feels like they've already been doing that. It's something to have been expected.
Right.
Manipulation. My phone is so much smarter than me. It's so much smarter. It knows when it has to get some things done and, like, waits. It's like those notifications that it gives you are like, so it's like they're patting you on the back.
They know everything about you, Nathan. They know everything about you. And then finally, here's our last one. The Chargers are getting ready to face the Denver Broncos in the playoffs. You know, we're doing our nail the score thing. And there is a fan that's suing for a botched call. A suit based on a missed penalty call in week 17 when the Kansas City Chiefs played the Chargers. So I'm going to say noise. Sorry, your team didn't get in the playoffs. That's what that's about. What do you think, Nathan?
Oh, I'll go with noise. I agree.
Blech. Noise.
Blech.
Yeah, whining. You can't whine about it. It's over with. That's the game. Sometimes they get the call wrong. Although I wouldn't want to be on the other side of that. Good luck in court. Nail the score next on ATN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight, Kate Delaney saying, wow, we're already in 2014. How many days in are we? Can you believe it? Before you know, we're going to be into February. Where does the time go? So, the time is ticked off the clock when it comes to the regular season, and we are deep into the playoffs now in the NFL. Some great games on tap after a really terrific first weekend. The wild card weekend was amazing. So will this weekend equal the excitement in the divisional races as we saw the last time around? You got the Saints and the Seahawks, the Colts and the Patriots. That should be pretty interesting. The 49ers and the Panthers, the Chargers and the Broncos. So without further ado, let's let the computer pick the game of the week. Ah, the game of the week, Chargers and Broncos. This is big because the Broncos get to host. The Chargers eke into the playoffs. Can they play spoiler by beating Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos? Well, can they? Of course, anything can happen on any given Sunday. Will they is the question. If you ask anyone in San Diego, they say bring on the underdog. We love it. We like our chances of surprising a few people just because they have home field advantage. So what? The Chargers in the regular season, 4-4 away, 9-7. Broncos, you know what's happened with Peyton Manning. Amazing, setting records this year and just having an incredible season with the Broncos. 13-3, 7-1 at home. I'm going to say I like the Broncos in this as much as I am all for the underdogs. I would love to pick underdog here, and it'd be wild, actually, if the Chargers won this. But I can't imagine the Broncos host go this far and don't knock off San Diego. They are favored, by the way, by 10. By 10. I still think it's going to be an interesting game, but Denver wins it, and I think the final score is going to be 38-27. Broncos. But what do you say, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. So the game is Broncos hosting the Chargers. What kind of game are we going to see? Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Peter.
They're policing the internet. Uh-oh.
Whoops, you didn't realize that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, the Broncos are going to tear it up, and the score will be, it's going to be 28-17.
28-17, Broncos. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. You know, this is the culmination of everything that's happened with Denver. And, hey, you got to give the Chargers credit for what they've been able to do. But I think this ends their reign.
Yeah, they did real good.
They did real good.
You're not going to beat Peyton.
No, no. And at home in this situation, no. Mm-mm. If there was ever a sure thing, I'd think this would be the biggest sure thing on the board.
Yeah. Yep.
Most likely. Pete, have fun. Enjoy the games. You know, because you look at the other games, the 49ers and the Panthers. In this one, San Francisco's only favored by one. But still, even there, looking at that, I like my chances with the Panthers. And the Patriots, now the Patriots are obviously favored. They're favored by 7, taken on the Colts. The Saints and the Seahawks, now that's an interesting game. But look, the Seahawks are 7-1 at home, just like the Broncos. And I don't see the Saints tearing much of anything up with the Seahawks. So I'm going to say that game is kind of like the Broncos-Chargers game. But, you know, anything's possible. Who knows? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan, I am. I know you're there. Can you hear me, Dan? He's there.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, he's running
okay.
around.
Mason forgot to tell you, or maybe he did. My pick for the presidential game will be Ted Cruz and Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. I know they're both Southern boys, but they're both staunch conservatives.
They are. That would be an interesting ticket, actually. We've had Bobby Jindal on the show. I like him. Yeah.
That's the winner. Okay, now on my pick, I'm going to go 34-27 Broncos.
You scared me for a second. I thought you were going to say San Diego.
No way. 34 Broncos. 27 San Diego. this new guy is okay, but he's no quarterback for the Broncos. He's just not the man there.
No. I agree. I think that what we're going to see a wild time at Mile High, without a doubt, Dan. The fans have been chomping at the bit for this. Rivers has redeemed himself for the Chargers, but this is going to be, it's just going to be too tough. They're going to be moving this thing fast. That's what the Broncos do, and they'll definitely continue to do that. It's on Sunday. It's the later game. It's at 4:40. It kicks East time. And it sets up perfectly for them. It really does. So if I'm the Chargers, I'm throwing everything I can into the game plan. I've already broken this down, and there's nothing to lose. Obviously, you're in the playoffs, and it's like a second season, but I'm going to mix things up. That's what I would do. I would just try to throw different looks, different things in here, because Denver's outscored opponents by an average, by the way, and nobody's done this so far in any of the guesses, but Denver's outscored anybody they took on by an average of 20 points in winning the first 7 home games. So how about that? Now, who do they fall to? 27-20 to San Diego on December 12th. But that's different. The regular season versus the second season, the playoffs, is a whole different animal. Just don't tell that to San Diego, because they think they have a chance. And, of course, it is true. I can't 100% tell you, or I would be sitting on a pile of money and looking into my crystal ball what's definitely going to happen. But it just sets up so perfectly for Denver. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello. It's Chris Christie thing. The best thing for him is go on that bridge and jump off.
You know, 10 people a year jump off that bridge. It's like a suicide watch bridge. Yeah.
Number 11 then.
11. Yeah, he's upset.
Then they can put Snooki in there for governor. She's a Jersey girl.
That's right.
I got Denver 27, Chargers 13.
13. All right, 27-13. So far, Rick, you're in the majority. All of us are saying Denver.
Yeah. They're pretty hard, tough to beat at home.
Yeah. I think so, too. You know, if you wanted to look at it from another way, thanks, Rick, enjoy the games. If you want to look at it from another way, Manning has lost his last 3 postseason games. He's 4-6 in the past 10 overall against the Chargers. But you're talking about playoff losses in 2007 and 2008, when he was with Indianapolis. So, old statistics, I don't think that works here when you're looking at different players, different schemes, and whatnot. I don't think that that's significant. To me, that's not a significant stat. I mean, they're a number one seed for a reason, without a doubt. Why are they a number one seed? Dale in Missouri, what say you, Dale?
Yes. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
The Broncos are my team.
Mm-hmm.
And I pick the Broncos to win 42-28.
42-28, so then that would hold up the 20-plus points to how they are when they almost hold up. Yeah.
Peyton, he's the general.
He is. If you're a Bronco fan, you got to love what you've been seeing this season.
Oh, yeah. I think that he's going to fire it up.
Yeah, I agree. Because, people started to say this. You know this, Dale. Can he win the big games? And what about his playoff records, which I just said the playoff records? And what about a wet ball? And what happens? And he's tired of that. So I think he shakes San Diego off easy.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Enjoy the game, especially with your team in it. I know a lot of Bronco fans, so you're going to see some interesting. I think you're going to see some interesting things that the Chargers are going to roll out. And like I said, if I'm on the other side of this, then I'm going to try to do whatever I can. I mean, I'm just going to, who cares? Pull out all the stops to push it in after that wild card win. over Cincinnati last week. I'm just gonna throw it all out there. But the Broncos are no Cincinnati. What a different team they are. Stay with us. Nail the score. 855-266-5283.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I've had success and failures in both, you know, coming off a bye, not having, you know, coming off, you know, regular week to week. I think it's kind of schedule and it's how they present it, and you know, usually the team that plays the best on game day, regardless of the in-between time, wins.
All right, that's John Fox talking about his Broncos, being really gracious about it, saying the best team ultimately will win, and yeah, that's the truth. But is it the Broncos, or do the Chargers have a chance in this one? The Chargers would definitely be the team that would pull off the upset if they could win it. They're certainly capable of it. But there's a reason, like I already said, that the Broncos are the number one seed. Now, Wes Welker has been out since he had a concussion December 8th against Tennessee, and that was the second one he had in four games. They're worried about Welker. But, you know, this is – Welker's tough, man. And – a lot of teams tried to double up on Welker. You can bet that Tom Brady misses him with the Patriots, especially the rough start they had to the season. And I'll tell you what, Welker is the guy. Welker is the guy. If you get him back into the, if you get him back into that lineup, it was such who is such a difference maker. And Manning set a NFL single season passing record with 55 touchdowns. That was a record. And 5,477 yards. And he's got his receivers. He's got Wes Welker returning. So I think he'll be a part of this. He's chomping at the bit to be back in there. All right, let's go out to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Kate. I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. I'm glad you called. Who do you think wins this?
I'm going to pick the Broncos. No one's taken 38-20 yet, have they?
38-20 Broncos. You own that score, my friend.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. That's great. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. 38-20. You know, isn't it funny? Everyone going Broncos. Let's see what we're going to put Nathan on the spot because he is such a huge, huge NFL fan. Nathan, what do you think happens in this game? Broncos or San Diego?
Someone scores touchdowns. And, I'll go with Broncos. Wait. Yes.
You're the worst.
Yes, I am. Where's Matt? Isn't Matt here already?
Yeah, Matt. Matt would go with the Broncos.
Okay, then I'll go with the Broncos. If Matt's going... Now, what is the exact score that he would choose? Do you know that one, too?
No, I have no idea. If I knew that, would I really be on the air right now?
Oh, jeez. How about Broncos... Broncos 33,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco 28.
San Francisco.
I don't know.
Chargers, San Diego.
San Diego.
That's okay. San Diego, 28. Yeah. You're probably going to nail the score.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't
that be really nice for everyone that's listening right now? Oh, my God.
No, because some of these guys, all of them,
I know.
They always call, so that would be a bummer if you won.
Well, I'll give it to the I'll give it to whoever claims it in an email they send to you.
If
you get emails that say, I'll take Nathan's winnings, then I will give it to them, okay?
Oh, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks. We got you down. Thanks, brother. We got this also from Mary, who says, Kate, Broncos all the way. I've been a Denver fan since I was a little girl. I'm so excited about the game. If they go to the Super Bowl, I have a way to get a ticket, so I will be there, and I think they're going to be at the Super Bowl. And she says the score is going to be 41 to 18. Wow, that's a lot of confidence. Broncos, Broncos, Broncos. And remember, you can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If you get it in by the top of the hour, because that wouldn't be fair to everybody else who hung out, waited, jumped on the phone lines. But if you get it in before the top of the hour, it'll certainly count. And if you nail the score, you know, to the victor go the spoils. And you get the bragging rights. I always say that because I don't know. There's something about winning. You know, it's like if you hardly ever win. You run into people who they hardly ever win. And there's some place and there's a drawing. You know, they sell tickets at these events, the fireman's ball or whatever. And they're giving away some serious loot, like a basket full of all kinds of cool things. And there's 500 people there. But they announce the number and you have the ticket that you bought for like $3. It's awesome, isn't it? And some people never get that feeling, so you might get that feeling if you win. How about this from Sharon B? Sharon, baby, we are listening. She says, I picked the Broncos over the Chargers. The Broncos over the Chargers, 37-24. All right, I don't think we have that. So she's got it. Broncos. Sharon. Then there's one more here so far from Bill. Bill in Florida says, Kate, I'm going to be the one to crack the code on this. Nobody is picking San Diego. I say San Diego. San Diego wins it 34-27. Oof. And, of course, Dan in Texas said the other side of that, but 34-27 San Diego. Oh, there'd be so many upset. Are you kidding? So many upset Bronco fans if that happened, because it's just hasn't set up that way. You know, it's one thing where there were games that were in question on the wild card weekend, but this isn't the wild card weekend. And you look at the team comparisons even with the with the total yards. You look at how fast they move down the field, how many plays they're going to run. When you look at Manning and you look at the offense, and I think it could be close. It could be close to make it not so boring, but I don't think it'll be close enough that Denver is worried about it. Let's put it that way. And John Fox does not want to be on the sidelines. He wants his team to go all the way. He's not looking to just get into the playoffs and let's see what can happen. I mean, no. Denver, again, has outscored its opponents by an average of 20 points. And I think they feel confident, but they're not being ridiculous about it. They're being cautious. They're not, banging their chests and boasting too much. But I think they feel pretty confident heading into this game, and they got their fans behind them, too. And there is something to be said for that. Wes Welker, let's see what he does after being out of the lineup. And he's like a security blanket in a different way for Peyton Manning. And I think I think they're set for something really, really big to happen for them. I think they go all the way to the Super Bowl. We've been saying that almost from week six on here on the show. Hey, the Redskins, by the way, have a new coach. Boy, it'd be tough to coach, I think, for Daniel Snyder. There's something about being a coach and getting your own team. So Jay Gruden decided he was going to jump into the fray. And Jay Gruden, I think, had the feeling he knew it was him. He was the offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, they lost in the playoffs. We just talked about that. But the Redskins gave Gruden a five-year deal. They gave him a five-year deal, and that's a little bit longer than the one they usually give a first NFL head coach. But I guess Snyder wants him to feel like he's confident in him, and now he's got to deal with RG3. And, this is a whole change of scenery. And, boy, have they gone through the coaches in the Redskins organization. You think, and pretty much that's the tenure, like Mike Shanahan had been there for a couple of years, since 2008, after the 2008 season, a terrible season for Jim Zorn, who struggled in his tenure there. They went old school with Joe Gibbs. Remember Steve Spurrier? It's been like one experiment after another. So let's see what happens with Gruden as the head coach for the Washington Redskins. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Let's hope we have a winner this time around.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by multi-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.